Aloha. Is this Cindy?
It is. It's Nadia.
Hi, Cindy. This is Linda, and this is Gary.
Oh, hello, Cindy.
What a treat. I got Linda and Gary. Oh, wow. That's wonderful. We're talking about Linda Francis and Gary Zukov. And I am so excited about this workshop you're going to be doing this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I just have to say there's this beautiful poster going around with a picture of both of you. And I've stared at that picture, and I just, you know, I get so much from just looking at that picture. Number one, it's a picture of you laying down looking out. You hardly ever see a picture of people laying down. There looks like a pillow in front of you and looking out. I don't know how you came up with that idea, but it looks like you're so present. I just want to stare into your eyes and going, boy, there's something special here.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Well, thank you. No, how did you come up with the idea of talking about these? I mean, most everyone knows you. And I hate to say this, Gary, because I've known you way before even you were on Oprah Winfrey's show. I don't know, how many times were you on Oprah Winfrey's show?
Oh, lots of times.
Lots of times? Wow.
Yeah, I think 30, 35.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And most people would do anything to just get on once. But, you see, I've been practicing and studying with the soul since I've been 13 or 14 years old, and I've never been able to, when I was younger, people didn't understand when I even say the word soul. What it would mean, you know, people would ask questions like, well, what's the soul, you know? And then when you did the Seat of the Soul, it just, all of a sudden, it like opened, it was like a light bulb went off, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were doing it before that book, but that book opened doors for people who've been studying metaphysical subjects and meditating all their life, like I have been and like you have been. I met you, Gary, years ago. You like coming to Maui a lot. I met you at some event up on at a place off Baldwin Avenue. But, you know, what is it that attracts you so much to Maui?
Oh, I have never really known that. I can say words like Maui or Pele or the Aloha or just the Aina. But It's something I don't understand. It first started happening in 1990, and I was just telling Linda almost a few minutes ago that, looking back over it, I've returned to Maui 30 times in the last 20 years.
Well, why don't you just buy a house here?
Well, we thought we would live there, mm-hmm. and we even had a house at one time, but it turned out that it just wasn't the best place for us to be.
Because you travel a lot.
But that didn't keep us from coming back.
And
I don't think anything will. We love it. We love the Kamaaina. We love the energy. We love the whales. And I think most of all, in addition to all those things, and maybe even in front of all those things now, is our ohana.
Yeah, no, that's true. It is. And there is a special spirit here. You know, I love to travel. Without fail, I'm always so, so, so happy to get home. No matter where I travel in the world, there is this energy and spirit in Maui and Hawaii as well. How did you two get together to write the book, the latest book, that is kind of leading to where your workshop's going to be this weekend? And tell us what your beautiful message is in the latest book.
You're talking about spiritual partnership, right?
Yes, spiritual partnership.
Yeah. Gary and I didn't actually write that together, but we've certainly lived it together.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, you know, that's the hardest part. It's anything, you can do anything to write. But I have to say, living it is really, really difficult. And that's the one thing that you have to do. That's the blessing of the soul, I think, in a way.
If you don't live it, you don't change.
Yeah.
Often meet people who love the books and what they've learned from it, but we've also discovered that we like to give events so that people can have some experience of what it's like to create authentic power,
mm-hmm.
and some experience of what a spiritual partnership is and can be. They're very powerful things to experience. I think the most powerful.
Well,
so that's why we're so happy to be giving an event. You know, the very first event I ever gave was in a friend's B&B in Maui Meadows in 1990. And it was just so good. I just just published the Seat of the Soul.
Uh-huh.
And I wound up on Maui and just didn't leave it for a month. And my two friends, who have one of them has passed on now. This has been, my goodness, 18 years ago. One of our friends said, "Why don't you give a workshop?"
It's been more than that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's been more than that.
Yeah, 28 years. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is it 18 years? It's 18 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, 28 years ago.
28 years ago.
Wow, it's amazing. 28
years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so I've been back to Maui 30 times in the last 28 years.
Well, how did the two of you meet?
We met at a retreat that was given in Mount Shasta. And Gary was living in Mount Shasta, and he was speaking at a retreat, and I was actually participating in a week-long retreat with some friends of mine who lived in Mount Shasta. I didn't know Gary lived there, but anyway, we met there, and I had read The Seat of the Soul, and I'd read Gary's first book, and The Seat of the Soul just really made everything so clear to me, things that I already knew, but I didn't even know that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read it, it was so powerful. And so when I met him, I knew I was being connected with him in a deep way, but I didn't understand why at that time. And I could tell you much more about that story, but we met there. And then I was actually planning to move to Mount Shasta. And
Well, that is quite a story that you just touched on.
Oh, it's a long story.
When I first saw Linda, I was hardly attracted to her. But looking back on it, I can see that she must have been very threatening to me because she was the only person at this New Age retreat that I didn't want to give a hug to. New Age retreats are just filled with hugs.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
She had her hair cut short, and she was wearing sweats, and she was barefoot, believe it or not.
I believe it.
as the week passed, I began to wonder, why am I always being put together with this person, and what is so... why are we connected this way? And we began to have some talks that were significant. And then she moved to Mount Shasta.
And the rest?
I've been thinking about moving to Mount Shasta, and I kept asking why, because I kept being drawn to that mountain.
Wow.
And so actually, when I realized I was being connected with Gary, and I decided not to move there. But I always follow my intuition. So,
mm-hmm.
And so I decided after I got back to the Bay Area where I was living that I would move up there. And then we started before when we first met. But we started really being in integrity, saying things to each other that I'd never talked to someone about before. You know, I'd always been trying to please all my partners and. Trying to be what they wanted me to be instead of really being a real partner. And so I had been learning a lot about that. And so when I met Gary, I really wanted to be the best person I could be for myself. And so when the universe was connecting me with Gary, I thought, wow, this is so interesting. I don't understand this, but I'm not going to say no. I'm going to do my best to challenge the things in me that would keep me from that.
And it's very challenging. People may not realize, but I know many people, including the late Wayne Dyer and Greg Braden and many others in the spiritual field, and people don't realize, I do, but and you do, that there are spiritual groupies out there. and no offense, it's this natural thing that women are attracted to men who are wonderful, loving teachers. And so it can be difficult, you know. So I'm sure there was a story to that, but I do want to make sure that I get the information that's important out. Saturday, February 10th, 6 to 8, we'll be talking at Makawau Union Church, a beautiful, beautiful place. We all know it on Baldwin Avenue there. And that's the first part of your workshop. And then there's a second day on Sunday.
Well, that's the talk on Saturday, February the 10th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
In the evening.
Yeah.
That's right.
6 to 8, yeah.
That's right.
And that night is the first part of it's talking about living courageously, being courageous.
You know how important that is, don't we, Cindy? I can tell you know that.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I just wrote. I write a lot of words and things, and I wrote a piece about that because listening to your heart in spite of the rest of the world takes a lot of courage, and listening to what you just said, your intuition. Takes a lot of courage. And then there's the second part, which is really important, happening on Sunday, February 11th, from 1 to 5 at the Maui Yoga Shala. And they are so excited about you coming there. I know they're wonderful people, and they followed their dream creating this place. It's at 381 Baldwin Avenue in Paia. And that is going to be the second part, and a little more chance for people to hear you from 1 to 5 part of the workshop. And you're going to be continuing the thread, but you can come to either one, and you don't have to go to both. But there is a thread that will be carried on, and it's not the same talk for both days, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And what would you want people to be able to get from this workshop?
I can say for myself, I want them to really understand how important it is to be able to tell the difference between fear and love in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not only tell the difference, but be able to make choices in love even when they feel fear. And we'll go much more into that in the workshop, because that's what's really changed my life.
Mm.
That's creating authentic power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It's aligning your personality with your soul. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I would love people to understand that so that they can begin to practice more and more and more every day in their life.
And experience it.
So you can have a soulful life.
Yes, a soulful life.
You know, I love the title of the book, The Heart of the Soul, because, you know, sometimes I meditate and think about what is the heart of God, you know, and how is my heart connected to my soul? And is there a heart of the soul, and is my soul alive with the heart inside of me? And so there's this amazing, I think, communication sometimes going on between our soul that sometimes we can't digest in our brain, that we have to go to our heart to hear. But our hearts have been broken and hurt so many times, we've shut them off.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, good.
And maybe give you another way to look at some of these experiences. And there certainly is a connection between soul and the heart, between soul and emotions. Emotions are very important, very important. Most people think that they're not important, in fact, that they get in the way. But actually, you can't grow spiritually without awareness of your emotions.
I think you're right.
We're going to be talking about that a lot. And people who come are going to be experimenting with it a little bit, too.
Well, that's where the actualization comes in, by being able to become that. And, you know, there is, I mean, I've studied all forms of practice, but, I mean, there was a lot in the Buddhism, which I love. I took my Zen precepts years ago in 1986. But there is a part of you that kind of can shut down your feelings sometimes. And the feelings and the emotions, I mean, are hard to deal with. I can understand if you're going to sit for 7 days in silence where... it's pretty hard if you're going to be letting all these feelings out. But the feelings and the heart and the soul, if you can really put those and align them, like you said, actualize them all together, I mean, how powerful for that. And, of course, I love the fact that you realize that is what happens in relationships.
Oh, relationship. We're going to talk about spiritual partnership, because it's a new relationship dynamic. It's partnership between equals, for the purpose of spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been needed or understandable before, but now, because we're in the midst of a great transformation in consciousness, it's not only understandable, it's recognizable, and it's necessary. It's necessary in order to move into your full potential, to use your relationships to grow spiritually, because your relationships are the basis of your spiritual growth. Spiritual partners know that. And they know how to use their relationships in order to grow spiritually. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Absolutely.
On Sunday.
And experimenting with.
Yes.
With each other.
Experimenting with life together. That's the subtitle of the workshop.
And it's one of the most difficult things to do, but one of the most beautiful things to achieve.
It is so powerful. The things, the experiences, the state that can be accomplished when anyone is willing to develop emotional awareness and practice responsible choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's creating authentic power.
Oh, absolutely true. Are you there still? We just got a little beep that happened. I want to make sure. Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in so much and that we had a chance to talk to you. Again, this is going to be happening, and it's going to be happening this coming Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be, the first part is happening at the beautiful Mockawell Union Church, February 10th, this Saturday, from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Mockawell Union Church at 1445 Baldwin Avenue. It's only $55 for that talk on Saturday night. And then Sunday, February 11th, it's from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Maui Yoga Shala, and that's $120. That's at 381 Baldwin Avenue in Paia. You can register if you go to Maui-Yoga. Maui-Yoga. Ah, there we go. Somehow we lost you for a second there.
Yes, we're back.
Oh, good. So I was just telling people how they can register and how important this is. There are, you know, there's lots of talks we go through, and I have to say, I've gone to some, and sometimes you're lucky if you remember one thing from a talk or a workshop. But the thing I love about this is going to be things that you can actually put to work in your life. It's not intellectual. This is from the soul, right?
Yes, and Gary and I are, I would say, very practical people. It has to be real, and we always do experiential things because that's really important. I learn from practice. I learn from learning and then practicing, mm-hmm. and that's what we'll be doing together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think before we were cut off, we were talking about relationship, and I was thinking if there's anyone who's listening to us that would like relationships of more substance and depth. Or would like to deepen and make more substantive the relationships that you have, this will be a wonderful time to spend together, because that's what spiritual partnerships are.
And it could be life-changing, really. And Valentine's Day is coming up, so this could be your gift to each other.
It could. It could be your freedom from Valentine's Day.
Well, your freedom from sentimental love, but more real love.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. That's so great. You know, and there's a movement growing where people are saying that's the case, you know, because you don't want to have to live up to just one day. It's so funny. But, you know, you're a beautiful, beautiful couple. You're beautiful eyes, beautiful energy. And I think we're really blessed to be able to have you come here. There's a lot of places that wouldn't have this opportunity. I just have to say that it's because it's Maui and you love Maui that we're able to have a wonderful experience like this. And in a pretty intimate setting, you know. It's a pretty small setting. I mean, you're not talking thousands of people here. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for people. And you can register by going to maui-yoga.com. And I think this is going to be something that you remember for a long time to come. And I feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to talk to you. I believe we're going to talk again this coming Friday here in the studio.
That's right, we are.
And I look forward to it. It's just, I've always loved your work, and I think you've changed many people's lives and opened the door for many people. And I think this is just the continuation of that. And so I have to thank you from my heart and soul for your beautiful work and for the chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for inviting us into your show and sharing your listening family with us. It's always good to meet more Ohana.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to seeing you on Friday as well and being at the event. We're so excited to be with everyone.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and blessings. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Aloha.
Mahalo.